Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Jennifer Hodges. Here's what's happening. Oakland's Diamond District holding its annual Oktoberfest this weekend. KCBS's David Welch reports the neighborhood festival features more than 50 breweries, with proceeds going to a worthy cause.
As far as benefits go, Candy Martinez, co-director of Oktoberfest in the Diamond, says the entire neighborhood benefits from this one weekend.
The money that we're raising over this weekend goes right back into the community, which is literally partying with a purpose.
The party itself is a big one. There's plenty of beer, lots of live music, and that festive vibe that comes from a street filled with day drinkers. Martinez says the neighborhood was literally created for this sort of thing.
During Prohibition, there was a lot of speakeasies here, particularly German-owned speakeasies.
It's a little different today, and this area between Fruitvale Avenue and MacArthur Boulevard is one of Oakland's most diverse. Martinez says proceeds from this weekend go towards keeping the neighborhood clean and safe.
Trash removal, graffiti removal, beautification projects that happen throughout the year.
In Oakland, David Welch, KCBS.
Well, drivers in Oakland might need to think twice the next time they see a ticket on their windshield. The Chronicle reporting on a new scam circulating near Broadway and 24th Street near the Oakland YMCA. Scammers are apparently placing phony tickets onto cars with a QR code that leads people to a fake payment website. YMCA officials say some residents have actually shelled out over $70 to pay off a bogus fine. Drivers are being urged to confirm any ticket they get through the City of Oakland's website before paying it off. We have reached out to Oakland police for comment. An alarming new warning going out for California, where seismologists say the infamous San Andreas Fault is an ideal candidate for a catastrophic, what they're calling, super shear earthquake. KCBS's Matt Bigler explains.
The last major earthquake in the Bay Area was Loma Prieta in 1989. The 6.9 magnitude shaker was strong enough to collapse a portion of Interstate 880.
We are right over the Cypress structure, and it is just a complete mess. It appears as if it has fallen apart right now. There are cars all over the place.
But now seismologists are warning that super shear earthquakes present an even greater danger, especially on faults like the San Andreas. Disaster management expert Chow Lang says the seismic waves could travel faster than sound.
Similar to the sonic boom following the supersonic jet plane, these microphones can carry strong ground motion far away from the faults and produce severe damage.
Researchers say the 1906 San Francisco earthquake may have been a super shear event. They are now urging state officials to adopt stronger building guidelines, improve monitoring, and invest in more advanced simulations to prepare for quakes that they say are already decades overdue. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Well, imagine a picnic with good food, good conversation, and 1,000 of your neighbors. That's what's happening tomorrow in San Francisco's Civic Center Plaza. KCBS's Shannon Golden has the details on this so-called longest table event.
It's a concept started by one New York woman back in 2022.
After the pandemic, she realized she did not know her neighbors.
So she hosted a massive potluck-style meal for hundreds of them. Ever since, the event has grown, and Pam Baer got to see it in action.
And I was blown away by the community feeling of people, young and old, coming together with their mother's or grandmother's recipe dishes and putting it in the middle of the table and breaking bread and building community.
Baer is co-chair of the volunteer-driven group making this event happen, and she says the City by the Bay is ready for a version of their own.
I believe we're all connected in a big way here in San Francisco, and we all want to make our city shine brightly. And this is just one little piece that's going to help show what we mean to each other.
1,000 people are already signed up for the free event, representing more than 50 of the city's neighborhoods.
It's going to be great. I'm super excited about it.
There are still some spots available. In San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Well, San Francisco's Municipal Transportation Agency says early data from its network of speed cameras reveals promising results. KCBS's David Welch reports officials say it isn't about tickets. It actually has to do with speed.
To be clear, the speed cameras are generating a lot of tickets. In the 2 months since they started issuing fines, cameras have generated around $1.2 million in revenue. The MTA says that money goes directly back to the program, something Shannon Hake with the SFMTA says is clearly working.
We've seen already a 72% reduction on average across about half of our speed camera sites.
She says installing cameras was never about generating money. She says the goal has always been about saving lives.
Speed is actually the number one cause of our serious injuries and fatalities on San Francisco's streets.
Hake says the data comes from samples taken before and after the cameras went up, and she says the MTA plans to continue its study through the months to come. She says early on, though, residents living near the camera site seem to be pleased the most.
I've worked in this field for 20 years, and this is the least controversial project I've ever worked on.
In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
Well, investigators are still trying to determine the cause of a massive fire at a Chevron refinery just outside of Los Angeles. Fire officials managed to contain the blaze and no one was hurt, but it rattled people in surrounding areas, sending towering flames into the air that were visible for miles. Reporter John Baird says the fire has put pressure on a dwindling supply of refineries.
This is the biggest one in the state, too, now, and they're shutting a refinery down in the San Pedro area. This is a big deal when they have a refinery go down. More and more, we're looking at restricted gasoline supplies, and all that does is drive up prices.
There have been several fires at the refinery over the last decade. The latest was in 2022. Meanwhile, as you would expect, that refinery fire is causing prices to jump at the pump. Price tracking app Gas Buddy telling the Chronicle that motorists along the West Coast could actually see a 35 to 95 cent price increase per gallon. The timing of that jump depends on demand. The higher demand, the sooner the prices will jump. The disruption from the refinery fire comes as others across the state have announced closures. Phillips 66 in Los Angeles is set to shut down by the end of the year, while the Valero refinery in Benicia is looking at a complete restructuring or closure by April of next year. Well, Golden Gate Park has hosted its share of festivals. This weekend's free one offers a multiple ways to enjoy it, including using all modes of transportation. KCBS's Jade Hernandez has the lowdown from Golden Gate Park.
Kathy Greenwald had to plan her trek to San Francisco's Golden Gate Park for Hardly Strictly Bluegrass 2025, this weekend's free festival, which spans six stages and ends Sunday night.
I'm in La Honda, so I had to drive a car.
Other festival goers were closer, but still drove.
I live in the Sunset, so I just park fairly close. It was easy.
We drove in and then parked and took an Uber here.
That was Noelle Kaplan and John McGinnis. Online, organizers of the Free Festival point out public transportation options. There's extra muni service Saturday and Sunday. Organizers also list taxi stands, plus ride-sharing drop-off and pickup locations on their website. Another option, the Golden Gate Park Free Shuttle. Here's what I heard from attendee Maria Stokes, who lives a block away.
I don't drive a lot, so that's also I bike and I walk, so I might be also biased in that regard. There's always hassle with crowds, but it's all part of the fun.
Beer and wine in non-glass containers are allowed. No alcohol will be for sale in the park. Jade Hernandez, KCBS.
Well, mental well-being is the subject now of a popular college course that's being taught at UC San Diego. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports its aim is to give students the same foundation they'd get from courses like math and English.
It's called Learning to Be Human, developed by UC San Diego psychology professor Karen Dobkins. It's an 80-hour-a-week session with 60 students and is so popular, there's always a waiting list.
And we meet in a room where all the seats are arranged kind of in a horseshoe so it feels more intimate and connected.
It includes lectures, group discussions, and exercises teaching students the value of themselves and others as they gain life skills.
They learn that they've got freedom to express themselves.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In ways they never understood they could before. They go back to their roommates and they deal with a conflict in such a healthy way.
The course helps students deal with people and professors in their other courses at the university without conflict.
We talk about accepting all of your personality traits, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Students write a short essay at the end of each week and make a video of themselves at the end of the course.
Saying, like, here was my breakthrough in this class. This is what I like opened up to or really understood.
She's hoping the course is expanded to other universities. Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
Well, Governor Gavin Newsom has signed two bills into law aimed at maintaining California's economic dominance in tech and innovation. The bills are specifically focused on advancing the state's dominance in quantum and fusion technologies, which are expected to lead to breakthroughs in medication discovery, AI tools, and climate change solutions. Newsom also announced an additional $4 million in funding for quantum research and innovation. The funding will advance the state's AI programs at schools like Cal, UCLA, Stanford, and Caltech. These California programs produce the nation's top talent in quantum. Newsom emphasized it's essential for California to continue investing in these fields.
The state invested hundreds of millions of dollars to partner with immunology and immunotherapy to advance those disciplines in concert and in partnership, to look at cross-pollinization and collaboration, to stack all of these disciplines and bring people of all walks of life together. That's what these two bills do.
Well, you've likely enjoyed crab, salmon, or halibut pulled in off the Sonoma coast, but have you ever ordered black cod? KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports chefs and fishermen are hoping to change that this month.
October is now Black Cod Month in Sonoma County, and if your mouth isn't watering at that announcement, says Bodega Bay fisherman Dick Ogg, you need to try this fish.
Oh, my God. My goodness, it is an absolutely incredible fish. It's very, very oily. It's extremely clean. I mean, it's a white meat. It comes from very deep water. The overall, stock assessment has been very, very good.
It's a more sustainable species than, say, salmon is here. That is one of the reasons for this month-long celebration hosted by Sonoma County Tourism, in which restaurants and wineries across the county are featuring black cod, also known as sablefish, on their menus, and seafood markets like the very popular Anna's in Petaluma will be highlighting the fresh catches. Another reason to help the people who catch it for a living.
What we want to do is try to find avenues to help sustain the, the people that are entering into the fishery. We don't want to see, commercial fishing disappear. So we need to be able to think about what we can do as the elder critical seafood providers. So we have to be solution oriented.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
I'm Elisa Clancy. This weekend, you can visit Sonoma Raceway for free and see hundreds of classic race cars. Here's KCBS's Rebecca Goodion with more.
The Sears Point Challenge at Sonoma Raceway is free for anyone to attend, featuring hundreds of the finest vintage race cars and tons of activities for the whole family. And for a small donation, you can even ride in one. And yes, you get to go fast. Here's Kevin Kern, marketing director from the Speedway.
You're going at speed at probably 150 miles an hour, riding along in these beautiful vintage race cars. So it is very, very cool, and it's all for charities.
The Classic Sports Racing Group has been running the Sears Point Challenge charity race since 2004, and they've raised over $1 million in that time. Not a speed demon, not to worry.
Along with the racing, of course, there's tons of car club displays, so spectator areas, you're more than welcome to walk around the paddock, see the racing teams, see some of the displays. There's supposed to be a vintage aircraft flyover as well this weekend.
There's plenty of seating at the raceway, too, and it sits on the side of Sears Point Mountain.
So it is a beautiful vantage point across the track, and it's going to be beautiful weather as well.
Not much shade, though, so bring plenty of sunscreen. Parking is free, and the event runs through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Rebecca Goodion, KCBS.
Tattoos are more than just ink on skin. They're living art, stories of who we are, where we came from, and what matters most to us. KCBS's Shannon Golden reports there's a new exhibition on display at the San Francisco Public Library that gives us a closer look into the stories behind the ink.
Portraits line the walls of the library's gallery of dozens of tattoo artists and those wearing their art, from hand-tapped Samoan patterns to intricate full-body Japanese Irezumi-style suits.
To sum it all up, I would just say it's perseverance, and that's what it is. Like, these aren't tattoos you can get in one fell swoop.
That's Takahiro Kitamura, tattoo artist and co-creator of Living Tattoo Traditions, American Irezumi and Beyond.
We really wanted to help legitimize tattooing and have it seen as an art form and as a true vehicle of culture.
John Agcoili, co-curator and photographer of the exhibition, says it was also about highlighting people as much more than just canvases.
Just as important as it was to document them as an individual and also showcasing their identity, how they got to this point and what they represent.
The exhibition is on display through March 2026. In San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Smash-and-grab robberies are increasing all over the country. And as KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports, police in the South Bay believe arrests they recently made could be linked to a number of other incidents.
7 arrests made of suspects allegedly involved in a smash and grab at a jewelry store in San Jose, and there could be even more.
We know that there was at least a dozen that went into that store, and it's not just this one robbery that we're looking at. We're looking at several different robberies throughout the county and the region in total.
San Jose Assistant Police Chief Brian Schaub, 20 people hit a San Ramon jewelry store in late September.
We believe that some of the people in this group were connected to some of the other robberies. That's going to be flushed out in the investigation, and there'll be more to come in that in the future.
There's been 30 violent jewelry store robberies in California since March, 16 of those smash and grabs. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
On top of being a star on the basketball court, the Golden State Warriors' Jimmy Butler is also making a name for himself in the Bay Area food scene. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports Butler is hoping to expand his coffee brand in the city.
During the offseason, Jimmy Butler opened a successful San Francisco pop-up for his coffee brand Big Face. It's become something of a passion project for the basketball star when he's not in the midst of the daily grind of the basketball season. He says it's a way to humanize himself. Butler says he visits farms around the world, picking the coffee beans that will eventually be used with his own brand.
I know the profiles at which I roast my coffee. There's a story behind every single coffee that I've ever had, that I've done this summer, the collabs that I've done, and I enjoy it.
Butler is also known for a legendary wine cellar, one he says teammate Draymond Green paid a visit to in the offseason.
He definitely grabbed some bottles. If he didn't tell you, oh my gosh, yeah. Very pricey. Me no likey.
Might Big Face one day be on the concessions menu at a Warriors game at Chase Center? Butler says that probably won't happen.
Selling coffee here, I don't know if that's their sponsor. I highly doubt that that's going to happen. I know the way business works.
In San Francisco, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts. And stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.